Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday.
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hello, champion. Welcome back to the number one motivational podcast on the planet. Your humble host, Sam Crowley. It's great to have you back. And what an amazing day we got planned today. God's plan for your life. I want to share this with you. I'm in a small group every Tuesday. I meet with a number of really just great people, man. Much older than I am. When I say much, I'm the youngest person in this small group at 48 years old. I'll be 49 in a few weeks here. So please make sure you get your birthday card in the mail early this year. And I joined this small group maybe 4 or 5 months ago. And I specifically wanted to be a part of this group because of the age. The oldest individual, Ken's about 83 years old. I think there might be a couple of people in their another individual is 70, others in their 60s. I think I'm the youngest by far. And the reason I say that, number of things, because whenever you join a mastermind group or business or anything like that, you never want to be the smartest person in the room. That is a recipe for disaster. Now, if you're an egomaniac, like a lot of the corporate folks I used to work with, then you definitely need to be the smartest person in the room because it feeds your ego. It validates why you are at the top of the corporate pyramid, looking down at all your little underlings, all your little minions that you order around, and it makes you feel better that, hey, I'm the smartest one in the room. However, when you own a business or when you're a true entrepreneur or you're just humble, you know, everybody's got a little bit of an ego. Ego's not bad. It's like anything, like a loaded weapon. It could be used for good and not so good, but it's okay to have confidence. It's okay to have a little bit of an ego, but when you're the smartest one in the room, you're destined for failure. It's like a lawyer representing themselves at court. You know, they've got a fool for a client. And so I asked the question Tuesday night. Two days ago. Today's Thursday, June 8th, 2017. 2 days ago, we're in small group, and I asked the question we're talking about. We're studying Romans 12, and it's a book in the Bible. And by the way, I know there's people who listen to the show that are not Christians or you don't read your Bible. That's okay. This is more of a lesson than it is. It just happens to be I'm a Christian, and I believe in Jesus Christ and the Creator, and I believe the Holy Spirit flows through me, gives me these words to give to you. I'm not looking to convert you. However, if you're interested, sure, absolutely, come on over. But I say these to you because it was very interesting in the sense, let me just say it this way. 83-year-old gentleman in our group still is searching for God's plan for his life. Really, if you want to take it from a more secular view, it would be searching for his purpose, right? His passion. Why is he here? Why are you here? Why am I here? Why are any of us here? And that question tortures some people. I mean, literally to the point where they don't know, and it drives them crazy. And it drove me crazy. And I'm circling in. I gave the analogy. I'm circling in. Let me finish that thought. I'm circling in like a dartboard. You know, you got the outer rings of a dartboard, and at the very center of it is the bullseye. And if the bullseye is God's plan for your life, where are you on that bullseye? You know, for me, I'm circling. I'm getting very close. I just picked up, by the way, at the small group, I picked up an application for a background check to be done on me so I can start ministering to prisoners, adult as well as our youth. And I'm going to start with my first opening, the first opportunity for me, and the lowest barrier to entry right now is to minister to our youth in prison. And I'm a little bit worried about that. Not worried that I can't do it. Not worried if it just, that would break my heart. Seeing kids my daughter's age in prison One individual is there, a girl is there because her father beats her incessantly. And she keeps finding ways to go back to prison. So she doesn't have to go back to her father. She runs away. She commits crimes, petty crimes, things like that. She feels safer in prison. Okay, now you think you got it bad? Like you think you're having a tough day? Or this is what I say to my kids. You think you got it bad? Imagine that lifestyle where you are better off behind bars in prison and you feel safer there than you do at your own home, right? It breaks your heart. And that's where I'm being led right now to go with my message, okay? And I think I'm getting closer on that bullseye. It used to be, you know, 10 years ago when I first started, oh, I want to be Tony Robbins, Zig Ziglar, Jim Rohn, Dennis Waitley, all these great speakers, and Brian Tracy and all these people. And then as I got to be on these bigger stages, it felt a little more hollow. I mean, I've spoken for promoters in the past who still owe me money from years ago, tens and thousands of dollars. I go speak at their event, I sell, they process the orders, and then they don't pay me. I'm like, okay, aren't you actually teaching business? Aren't you actually teaching personal development? And you're having me there, and I paid all my own expenses and flew there and hotel and everything. Okay. Now, the old Sam would have held a grudge, lawyered up, and sued the pants off him. And by the way, guys, it doesn't matter. You know, by the time you're all done, it probably would cost me more money to sue these people. And I think that's why some of these people act this way. And the reason I'm saying all this is because 10 years ago, I wanted to be the next Tony Robbins. And I was so focused on that. And if we're just being authentic, I was focused on the money. You know, oh my God, if I speak to 5,000 people and 20% of them buy a $1,000 program, I've earned $1 million from stage. Okay, 1,000 times 1,000. And then as I got into the business and I got a little bit more behind the scenes and I kind of peeled the layers back, I saw how my words, really God words through me, we're impacting other people. Probably you listening to this podcast. You're probably sitting. I get a lot of emails from individuals that sit in their car before they go on a sales call, before they go to a meeting, before they go work out. To the very last part, very last word of this particular podcast. And like, Sam, I'm sitting in your car. I'm listening to you. These are real live emails I get. And by the way, thank you very much for those. It inspires me to keep going. And that's God using me to speak to you. That's the way I view it. That's the lens I view life through, okay? I don't view it as it's me. I don't view it as, you know, it's just Sam Crowley. I mean, it'd be silly. You know, it's just not who I am. Back in the day, I used to have a larger, much larger ego. Say, oh, I impacted a life. Oh, and you see it on the internet, right? You see people saying, I've got this formula. I've got this method. It's me. I created it. Me, me, me. And I'm sitting in this small group. And the reason I love going to this every Tuesday night at 7 o'clock, and we meet for a couple hours, and then we have dessert afterwards. Age is wisdom. You know, I mean, I love being around 70, 80-year-old individuals who have lived most of their life, and I'm just like, give me some wisdom, man. And I just sit there like a sponge. And then they tell me, yeah, they are inspired by me. I'm like, why are you inspired by me? You're 30 years older than I am. Your wisdom is off the hook. And I think we look for certain things in people. I think they're inspired by my youthful exuberance, by my passion, by my, you know, just silliness and randomness. And also my I'm a seeker. You're a seeker. We're all seekers. But so many times we just pose, man. I say, well, I've got the answer. Well, I don't really have that many problems. Look, we're all messed up, man. Everybody's either going into a crisis, in the middle of a crisis, or you're coming out of a crisis. Now, whether you want to admit that, that's up to your ego. That's up to you. I don't know how much of what you can share you can actually, you know, be that transparent with people or your boss and things like that. And you don't want to do it to the detriment of your career. I get it. But in what I do, I'm searching for God's plan for my life. That's what I want. And I'm getting closer. I'm getting closer. And you're thinking, Sam, you've been doing this forever, man. How the hell do you not know what the plan? You know, I'm getting closer. That's all I can say. Because I don't think any of us are a perfect, I don't think we are a finished product. And we've got this thing perfected. Because you know what? The minute you think that, you wake up and you get this huge curveball thrown at you. Whether it's an illness, whether it's a death in the family, an affair in your marriage or something along those lines. And I've seen it all and I've heard it all and my heart breaks for these people. And you got to understand, you're like we talked about in the last show, you're passing through the valley. You're passing through the valley. And I'm sitting around this small group the other night And I say to Ken, I said, Ken, you're 83 years old. You know, I'm shocked that you don't know what God's plan is. He goes, I'm still trying. And I'm just, damn, that's awesome. 83 years old, and he is still listening to know what his plan is. Why is he here? His purpose in life. And he is getting close as well. And I say all of this to you because you might be 35, 45, 55, 65 years old, and you might be thinking, man, I've been here forever. I still don't even know why I'm here. Well, you know what? There's an 83-year-old man in my small group who doesn't. And oh, by the way, there's also the 60 and 70-year-old individuals. I asked them all. I went around the room. There was 8 people in the room. One of them felt as though they knew what God's plan was for their life. That's it. 1 out of 8. And they've all lived 2/3 of their life. At least. At least. So you're sitting there in your cubicle or your office or in your business or at the treadmill at the gym, wherever it is, or maybe you're sitting in your living room at home and you're thinking and you're beating yourself up over, why am I here? What's my purpose? What should I be doing? Well, number one, here's a couple takeaways from today's show. Number one, don't beat yourself up because you're not alone. You're actually in the majority of individuals. Number two, don't settle for being that in that part, in that space right now. Don't settle. Always be searching. Always be seeking. You know, my small group experience started with reading the book of Jonah. Okay, it was part of our church. It said, hey, get involved in a small group. And I was kind of jaded by small groups because I'd been in them in the past, and it felt a little cult-ish, and it felt a little, I don't know, what it just felt weird to me. Everybody was kind of airing their dirty laundry. It wasn't really a pick-me-up. It was a lot of gossip and a lot of just, I didn't feel good, you know. But I let that go, and I joined this small group, and we studied the book of Jonah. Fascinating book. Jonah and the whale. Jonah gets swallowed up by the whale. Well, that's all I thought it was. Why am I going to go learn about a guy that goes into the mouth of a whale for 3 days? That's the dumbest thing ever. And this is the way I was talking to myself. But I'll suspend that for a minute. Let me go join. I'm more interested in the people that are going to be in there. And so I joined the group. They welcomed me in with open arms. We studied the book of Jonah, and I became just enamored with not only the Holy Spirit working through me and flowing through me and understanding that it actually is possible for a flawed, broken guy like myself to have the Holy Spirit flowing through me to use me for the greater good of mankind. I thought that was just fascinating. And then I started asking questions. I ask for every time I speak, if I speak 10 times, 9 of those are questions. 9 of them end with a question mark. And I recommend you do that too. Because when you walk around thinking you have all the answers, you're done. You're done. You don't have all the, you don't even have any of the answers. Go ask questions of people and start formulating, wow, really? That's possible? I just want to know it's possible. I just want to know my best days haven't even happened yet. And you do too. So number one, understand you're not alone. Number two, don't settle for being in that spot though. Continue to ask questions and start to circle in on that bullseye for what God's plan is for your life, for what your purpose is. Why are you here? You're not here to make money. Money will be given to you as a byproduct of the value that you bring to the marketplace, and you move with confidence. Let me ask you a question, if I might, champion. When was the last time you really stepped out in faith? I don't mean, you know, like everybody, well, I'm gonna go for that job interview, but you always got that other job to fall back on. Well, I'm going to try that business, but I'm not going all in. I'm just going to kind of hang back on the sidelines. I'm going to tell her or him that I love her, but I'm not going to really do it until I know that the answer is going to be right back at me. That type. When was the last time we're going to move, but not until our other house sells? You know, when was the last time you actually stepped out in faith without a safety net? That's faith. Okay. That is going for your passion or your purpose. Look, I'm not telling you, okay, don't quit your job today, because some people actually have listening to one of my shows. Don't quit your job. I'm not saying that, but I am saying this. Quit playing it ultra close to the vest on every single thing. Actually try to have faith work in your life, and then let me know how it works. For example, moving into an 1840 farmhouse, giving up our 4,000 square foot home, moving out of the McMansion, out of the cul-de-sac, out of suburban prison is what I call it. Moving into the one full bathroom in our home with 5 females. That's faith. You know, quitting my job, absolutely, that was faith. But I've done it so many times, I'm not immune to it. I'm just not as fearful of it because I know I'm zeroing in on that bullseye. When you focus on the bullseye and you don't focus on anything else, I'm telling you, your passion and your purpose becomes way more clear in life. Because there's nothing worse than going through the motions in life every single day, laying your head down on the pillow and thinking, well, today was just like yesterday. Tomorrow's going to be more of the same. That's failure. That is what I define as failure, just being average. Call me anything, don't call me average. Call me anything, don't call me average. And understand there's 70, 80-year-old individuals still right now, great people, successful people, seven figures in the bank, meaning it's not about the money. These individuals are still searching for their purpose in this life. And you know what? They're not stopping. They're not 85 years old saying, well, I only got a few years left. I can give up now on my search. They're still searching in their 80s for their purpose, and that's what gets them out of bed in the morning. That's what wakes them up at 3 o'clock in the morning to get after it. That is why they do what they do. That's why they take a breath. And that's what I'm challenging you today. Continuing to zero in on that bullseye. And when you, let me tell you something. When you start getting from the outer rings to the inner rings and you start circling, it's like a plane coming in for a landing. Coming in from 30,000 feet to 25 to 20. The landing gear goes down. The stewardess is putting all of the drinks away and they're coming back. Remember, the pilot says, please prepare the cabin for landing. We'll be in greater Cincinnati, greater Cleveland, greater Dallas, wherever the city is. Please prepare the cabin for landing. We're going to be on the ground in about 10 minutes. And then the steward and the stewardesses come up and down the aisles. That's it, man. That's you circling in on your airport. That's your purpose. That's your passion. That's God's plan for your life. Let me tell you, God is waiting at the gate of that terminal to receive you, to welcome you, to allow you to get all that baggage off the airplane. Will you even allow that to happen, or are you just going to circle around at 30,000 feet for the rest of your life? No, that's not what you want to do. I know that's not what you want to do. I'm fired up. We had a VIP party tonight at the live event happening here at Cincinnati. There's still time if you can get to Cincinnati by tomorrow, samcrowley.live, samcrowley.live. If not, we'll see you at the next live event. And, oh, by the way, if you would like to schedule your free 30-minute power call with our dynamic, and I mean dynamic, sales team. Send me an email, sam@everydayissaturday.com. Just put power call in the subject line. It's complimentary, no obligation. It'll get your head on straight, let me tell you that much. I hope you have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag #EveryDayIsSaturday.